This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus. At a Fox News town hall event last night, he said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Trump at a town hall meeting at the Lincoln Memorial last night, sponsored by Fox News, saying that he believes people can be protected while still going back to work after coronavirus lockdowns in at least many U.S. states. The president says he does understand people's fears.
You see demonstrations all over the country, and those are meaningful demonstrations. Oh, it's big stuff. But you also have some people that are very scared. Probably everybody's scared when you get right down to it. It's a terrible thing that happened to our country.
The president also saying he's aware that as many as 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus before the pandemic is over. Kroger grocery store is now limiting the amount of fresh beef, chicken, and pork that customers can buy at one time. The company announcing over the weekend it's limiting meat purchases because of so many issues at the processing plants that have recently closed down after so many workers tested positive for the virus.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
J. Crew, the latest retailer to be filing for bankruptcy, the clothing chain, the latest facing severe financial problems because of the coronavirus pandemic. The New York-based company announcing just hours ago it's reached an agreement to eliminate about $1.65 billion in debt in exchange for ceding ownership to creditors, the outbreak forcing the chain to at least temporarily close nearly 500 of its brick-and-mortar locations. Three major airlines, Delta, United, and JetBlue, now requiring all passengers to wear masks or face coverings. Beginning today, passengers will have to wear the masks from check-in right through deplaning. Tom Hanks with a special message for graduating students at Wright State University. The actor, who came down with the virus himself earlier this year, made a surprise appearance during the Ohio College's virtual commencement ceremony, sharing an empowering message with the graduates. Hanks calling the class the chosen ones and said no one will be more fresh to do the task of restarting our normalcy than you. Wright State honoring Hanks back in 2016 when it created the Tom Hanks Center for Motion Pictures. And today's the unofficial holiday to salute the Star Wars series.
May the Force be with you.
Fans seeing the date today, May the 4th, as May the 4th be with you. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
You may need more than the Force, you know, that, in fact, I know we need more than the Force, but tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, so, you know, let the, you know, the guacamole and coronas flow, okay, for a good time. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and the Chief Executive Officer of Crown Financial Ministries and the financial expert Chuck Bentley is joining us. We're going to talk about the growing unemployment concerns that many Christians are facing and some practical steps to help guide people through this process. Chuck, great to have you back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. I hope you are doing well, and it's my privilege to be on the program today.
Well, it's our privilege. It's mutual, Chuck, especially to talk about something that has had such a dramatic effect on Americans. Right now, the number, looking 30 million Americans have filed initial unemployment claims since mid-March. That is a lot of pain right there, not to mention, I mean, this has been a season of pain. You know, we've got people dying. The numbers are definitely surpassing all the different projections adjusted. I mean, we're living in a very dynamic process right now. And even last night, the president said that he had to adjust his numbers. I was hoping and praying that we wouldn't get beyond a 60, but we definitely have passed that number, and the president is saying maybe 75 to 100,000, and even Deborah Birx is saying, you know, well past 100,000 possibly.
Well, it's gone on longer than any of us hoped for or were prepared for. That's certainly the reason that we're seeing this huge spike in unemployment. Looking at the records, I think, at the end of April, we're seeing some of the highest level ever recorded.
Exactly.
And so that causes people to be even more uncertain. I think, as I said earlier when we talked, Bill, we have really two crises at the same time. One is our health crisis, which is of the numbers you were just reporting, but the other is the economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers are staggering. And there are two schools of thought out there. There's a school of thought that we need to open up so we can get the employment, you know, the economic factors turning in our favor and employment rolling again. And others are saying, no, we got to stay shut down. So that leaves us in a standstill in the sense that these numbers aren't going to improve very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I would add, Chuck, and I know you would agree with this, is that the other crisis that is underplayed, certainly in the mainstream media, is a spiritual crisis. You know, people are struggling right now and thinking, okay, God, where are you? Why are you allowing this to happen to our family? You know, our main breadwinner is out of work, and You know, they're struggling right now, something that President Trump had mentioned early on, that we had to be careful not to let the cure be worse than the disease. He projected that, you know, by experience and history, we can look back and see when times like this occur, with each level of, you know, of percentage of unemployment, you know, we run the risk of, you know, suicides on the increase, domestic abuse, crime, all these things that are associated with the less than positive aspects of our culture being pronounced during these times.
Well, we're seeing that across the board, and I'm talking to a lot of families. I talk to business leaders every day. I don't know about you, Bill, but this idea that we were going to be sort of on a long stay-at-home vacation has not been the case at all.
No. Yeah.
We are working around the clock and trying to serve people as best we can. And we're seeing increased anxiety. We're seeing increased stress on the marriage. We're seeing a lot of stress even at home with the children there, not being able to get away from one another. You know, I see exactly the picture that you're painting because we're living in it. Fortunately, our children are grown.
Right.
But I can't imagine having three little ones underfoot at the same time that all this is happening.
Exactly. And the other thing that is occurring as, you know, when people are not used to having downtime, when they're so identified by the job they do, if we don't really make the most of this pause in our lives right now, we're going to miss out on, you know, a significant lessons that could be appropriated. You know, I talked with my older son, and he's having a hard time making adjustments. And I shared with him, Chuck, what a pastor, dear pastor friend of mine, had passed on to us years ago and said, look, if you find yourself unemployed, you still have 40 hours a week, and you need to put that 40 hours into looking for a job or doing constructive. In this particular case, it may not be specifically looking for another job because you got a job waiting for you as soon as the gates are open up. But maybe it's a time to investigate some other things, or maybe, you know, educate yourself and say, okay, so when I come back to work, I'm better prepared, and because I've invested these 40 hours a week that I'm not doing, you know, job things and, you know, compressed by time in a job environment, I'm really, you know, maximizing, you know, this time and yielding it for a better return. Is that practical?
Well, I agree with that advice totally, Bill. I've always practiced it my entire life. If I lost my job, which has happened in the past, I've come home and said to my wife, well, I've got a new job. It's looking for a job. And so I went into full gear immediately. Mm-hmm. I just wrote an article called The Upside of Unemployment. And the truth is, Bill, every crisis presents an opportunity.
Exactly.
We have to look at both sides of the coin because a crisis is disruptive. I've studied every major famine in the scripture. And those are economic disruptions when it would not rain and there was no food, there was hunger, there was, you know, things shut down when there's a famine because you just can't function without food. And every single one of them, there was an opportunity not only to learn to trust the Lord, draw closer to Him, but also to open up something different for your future. One example would be, and there's a lot of examples, but the great crisis in Egypt. You know, they shut down for 7 years, and yet in the middle of that crisis, there was great opportunity for God's people to learn to save. Joseph obviously saved God's people by getting them arranged to be in Goshen where they could farm and support themselves, but also they were learning that these crises, we have to do things differently. Mm-hmm. And Americans went into this without savings. And, you know, 40-50% of American households didn't have $1,000. And now there's opportunities for that to change. The stimulus money that came into our homes, most of that has arrived by now. That's money we didn't have before. And these unemployment benefits are substantial. Just looking at the opportunity, if you are unemployed, if you have lost your job, you can collect your federal and state unemployment benefits plus receive an additional $600 per week between now and July 31st. And I'm doing a little math, Bill, that's another $7,200 when you're unemployed that's going to come into your account that you didn't have before. So that's going to minimize some of this pain.
Exactly. And what are you going to do with that? And if it's you get the money and it vapors as quickly as possible. But, Chuck, you know what you're talking about, individuals. We got states in our country that did the same thing. They didn't save wisely. So we're all exposed in this whole process, are we not?
Yes, we are, Bill. That's a whole other crisis. Is the,
yes, exactly.
The macroeconomic crisis.
Right. And, of course, the governors are going, hey, look, and make us whole again. But even, you know, in New York, when Governor Cuomo asked to be made whole, it was a senator, a Democratic senator, who said, hey, it is not the job of the federal government to make these states whole. But it is it's going to be a tough situation, a tough decision. I think maybe Donald Trump may need to have the sword of Solomon there in order to know, to cut the difference here, to figure this out, because we've got some more lessons to learn in this process. More from Chuck after this.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Thank you.
keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're coming back at you fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Chuck Bentley continues, the Chief Executive Officer of Crown Financial Ministries and financial expert. You know, Chuck, God told us to be fruitful and multiply, and that has always been a comfort to me, because I believe that if God commands us to do something, He empowers us to see that through. And so even right now, when we're not as productive and growing like we should, there are other opportunities, as you mentioned, for us to still fulfill that command. And God was aware that this was going to happen. And hopefully, believers can draw comfort in understanding and appreciating God's command, that He doesn't call us to do something and then doesn't empower us to fulfill that.
That's exactly right, Bill. I like to say it this way. We work and God provides.
Yeah.
And so whether we have a job or not, we always have the opportunity to work and to be productive and to be fruitful. Your mentioning of your son earlier reminded me to bring up a story about my own son. I have four boys, and the oldest was gifted in engineering. He got a full scholarship to go to college and study engineering. He was more than halfway through that program when he called me. And remember, he's got a full presidential scholarship. It's all paid for. He's getting close to having his career set. And he said, "Dad, I don't want to be an engineer." I said, "Really? What do you want to do?" He said, "I want to drop out of school and become a musician." Bill, I thought, that's just a terrible thing that you should. I just didn't have faith for that at all.
Yes.
But I started thinking back over his life. And I want to ask people who are listening right now, what do you do in your free time? My son would sit at the piano and compose songs. Mm-hmm. He loved to do it. I didn't have to tell him to do it. I didn't have to give him an assignment. I didn't have to push him to do it. What do you do in your free time? What brings you the most joy?
Exactly.
What do you do that requires no motivation whatsoever? Those are the things my son did. And so we said, okay, if that's where God's leading you, go ahead and do it. And Bill, he's pursued that path. He's now been doing it more than 15 years.
Mm.
He's last week, one of the songs that he wrote was number one on the Christian charts. He wrote a song called "I Know," but that's performed by Big Daddy Weave. He's
written songs
for a number of artists that have gone number one. Mm. So he's doing exactly what God made him to do, and we're so excited that God's using it in a powerful way. And so, think about if you've lost your job, maybe you weren't going in the right direction in the first place.
Exactly.
Half of Americans say they were frustrated by the job that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Use this time of unemployment to seek how God designed you and find the opportunity to do what you can do better than other people. That's step number two.
Well, the interesting thing about, people that make career choices, they may not be, writing number one hits, but they're happier than they've ever been, and to your earlier point, this was years ago. I was reading a U.S. labor study said really about 1 in 10 people had any sense of fulfillment in the job that they were working in. 9 out of 10 were not real happy campers in the current job that they were working in. I go, how sad that they would find themselves in that position. And as I went and did a deeper dive on this, Chuck, I found that, one of the key elements was giftings and talents, and appreciated that if people were miscast, that their giftings and talents were not being exercised and grown, this was going to cause them exceeding frustration. And I've seen happen time and time again, because you end up being a round peg in a square hole. So those friction points that you run into, boy, it makes you less than a happy camper. And I used to think for the longest time that fulfillment was the highest calling, and in fact, I'm doing this presentation at Vanguard University in Southern California to these students there, and I think it was they were getting ready to graduate. So I'm doing this whole presentation, and I've done this many times in going through the whole process. That first of all, you got to find something that you enjoy doing. I mean, if you're gonna be doing something 8 to 10 hours a day, it ought to be fun. The second thing is you ought to have a fair chance to win. So in other words, if you decide you want to become a brain surgeon, you're killing 9 out of 10 people, probably not your gig. You got to find something else to do here, okay? You need to be reassigned. The third thing, as I mentioned, giftings and talents have to be exercised and grown. And I used to say that if you had those three legs in place, then it would lead to fulfillment, that that was the ultimate. So this last time I did this, Chuck, and you can appreciate this, I did this whole pre-say, I'm getting ready to, you know, build a big climax and, you know, talk about fulfillment. And doggone it, the Holy Spirit drops in. It just downloads an immediate file into my skull. And I had to laugh, and the kids looked at me, and I said, I got to tell you something. This is just fresh from God. It's not me. Because I used to always say that, you know, the ultimate deal was fulfillment. And the Holy Spirit stopped me and said, no, it's freedom. It's freedom. And when you think about why we work and what it's all about, it's to live out that freedom message. That is the gospel, you know, resulting from Jesus Christ coming to save us so that we're not financially burdened and enslaved by the devices of the culture.
Well, you're exactly right, Bill. Christ said it is for freedom that we have been set free. Paul wrote that. Christ set us free for freedom.
Right.
He wants us to be free, not to be yoked again by any form of slavery, whether it's career slavery or financial slavery, emotional slavery. God wants us to be free people. And, you know, for people who are listening right now and their finances are upside down, they're hurting, they're wanting that fulfillment, they're wanting that freedom, it is possible. I've counseled so many people through the years who, in the midst of the crisis, is when they found the connection that God led them to that really did set them free. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be great opportunity, Bill. I think we're going to come out of this differently than when we went into it. New industries are going to emerge, new ways of doing things. And I'm advising people to move to where the market is going. It's that old saying, skate to where the puck is.
Yes.
And we posted a list of all the people who are hiring right now. You know, you read the headlines of all the job loss, but there are other headlines out there that we're not seeing. You know, Instacart is hiring 300,000 contract workers right now to deliver groceries to houses. Now, that may not be your end-all career, but it's at least a way to put food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is hiring 175,000 new workers because of the demand for online commerce. Albertsons is hiring 50,000 new people because of the demands on the groceries industry right now. So there are upsides out there. You just have to look for it, know where those trends are going.
Big opportunity working out of home, too, I see.
A lot of people working out of their home. And that's another thing, Bill, is we can invest in our future today. I tell my children, I still got some young ones who are not into their career yet. They're young adults, and I say, you know, binge watching Netflix is not going to lead to your next job. You need to invest in online courses, skill training, networking. Get yourself ready to be of more value in, after this is over than before you went into it. And because you're at home, you can take good courses and learn new skills, develop your talents while you're shut in, so that when the go signal is there, you can come out of the blocks running and you have more value to your employer.
Chuck, if you were going to give advice to our audience, and you are, because I'm going to ask you, what is the number one thing they could do right now that could alter their trajectory in, when it comes to, you know, finances and financial security?
Well, when it comes to finances, the number one thing is to learn God's financial principles. His principles are timeless. They do not fail. They are for our benefit. You know, Bill, I went to church. I grew up going to church. I was a committed believer since I was a little boy. But nobody ever taught me that God had an economy different than man's economy. I got into a Crown Bible study, and it opened my eyes that I was doing my finances the world's way, not God's way. And when I switched to learn God's principles, it brought the freedom that you were talking about earlier, Bill. That would be my number one tip for today, God's principles.
Where can they go for more information, Chuck Bentley, as we wrap things up?
Crown.org/coronavirus. Crown.org/coronavirus. Thank you so much, Bill.
Chuck Bentley, thank you. Appreciate it. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Crown Financial Ministries and financial expert, and I know you drew some benefit from this conversation. Thank you so much for being with us. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus at a Fox News town hall event last night. He said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Thank you for joining in. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, look, we're all frustrated with this culture, this cancel culture. I call it the spirit of invalidation. It can be very frustrating, no doubt about it. Max Lucado has this to say about our next guest and the book. He says, wow, what a great book, a remarkable vision for how Christians can live with countercultural gentleness in a perpetually angry, attacking, outraged time. Scott Sauls, it is rather frustrating what our culture has become and, you know, how it has responded, and especially because we have been there when we have been angry sorts and realized that the fruit of our anger was not very positive, but by the grace of God and the gospel, we have chosen a different road, and we see others embittered and angry and ugly. We see a bit of ourselves because it represents a bit of our past, don't we?
Yes, Bill. I think that you're right to first, encourage the look in the mirror and, to humbly consider how we ourselves have become participants in what some have called a culture of outrage, as others have called a cancel culture, mm-hmm. where people are tribalizing and forming groups and communities around a common enemy and us against them. And so I think you're very right to say, let's look in the mirror first mm-hmm. and ask ourselves the question whether or not the Beatitudes are characterizing our own postures and whether or not we, especially as followers of Christ, of us who identify as followers of Christ, might have an opportunity in an environment like this to demonstrate to the world what the kindness of Christ looks
exactly.
like when kindness is so scarce.
We can really stand out in a dark world when all it takes is just a little bit of light, right, Scott?
Yes, and I think one great example of that recently is the sort of resurgence of the popularity of Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
There have been two movies mm-hmm. about him, and both of them, one was a documentary, another one was, starring Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers, and both of those films did so well, and I think that just the resurgence of his popularity provide us with a commentary on where a lot of hearts are. I think the world is longing for more kindness and more patience and more listening and less pouncing, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
Well, and as Fred Rogers' wife said, don't think that he's always this way. He works at it. And that's the thing. You find yourself like Paul doing the things that you say you don't want to do, you do them. And the very things you should, you don't. I mean, it's that cycle that we go into. And so I think we're all blessed by Mr. Rogers and remembering Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and the kindness that it imbued and how it was demonstrated and exampled to us in that movie. And it was so well done by Tom Hanks and certainly in his documentary as well, Scott. I agree with you. And we can also look to the gospel and you read the life of Jesus and how gentle and how merciful and kind he was. And as a disciple, we're to follow his lead, right?
Yes. Yes. This is how Jesus described himself, that he's meek and humble in heart. The Proverbs say that a gentle answer turns away wrath. There's a psalm where the psalmist says to the Lord, it's your gentleness that has made me great. And then there's, of course, the Beatitudes, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Be, slow to speak and quick to listen. I mean, the Bible is filled with encouragements toward, this posture of gentleness, and even in the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit, along with patience and love and peace and these other, fruit that go along with gentleness.
Well, and we need this encouragement and example by fellow believers. And sometimes it's not easy, Scott, especially in this culture, because they are well armored. And, they've come at you. They've been in this echo chamber for a while, and they're coming out, with all guns a-blazing. But look, it's time for us as people of faith to demonstrate what belief in God looks like and, to be counter the culture, to be that light into a dark world. Because people who are so vested in this cancel culture, They're not very happy. They're not very fulfilled, and they're certainly not very freed because they're tied up so much. So all this negativity, which if you've gone through the Christian experience, you as I said earlier, we all see ourselves in what's being expressed, and so as Jesus said, if you realize how much you have been forgiven, then you will naturally follow suit and forgive others and know that they know not what they do. And it's just a matter of time, just as God held space for you or the Holy Spirit held space for you until you learn to get to this point. And guess what? It's not like we've all arrived. We keep working toward it, right?
That's right. That's right. And I appreciate the way, you end your remarks there, that God doesn't call us to remove specks from other people or planks from other people's eyes and specks from our own. He says it the other way around, that before you can remove a speck from somebody else's eye, you've got to remove a log from your own. And so I think, you know, the starting point is a posture of humility, about where we've been contributors, you know, to a culture where, you know, where everybody is so easily offended by so many things. And, you know, meanwhile, the scriptures say that love is not easily offended. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an attribute of love, that it's not easily offended, that it's slow to anger, that it's abounding in love like the Lord is. And that doesn't at all mean that anybody's being asked to be a doormat. But it is to say that, you know, the response, to an outraged culture that just adds more scolding into the atmosphere, more lecturing, more calling out. I just don't know of a whole lot of people who were drawn to Christ and who would say that they became followers of Christ because a Christian or a group of Christians scolded them or lectured
yes.
them or shouted them down.
Mm.
But I know a lot of people who have said, I became a Christian because a Christian or a group of Christians responded to my intensity and outrage with gentleness and kindness. And so, I think there's something very powerful in the potential witness. You know, as the Fred Rogers story indicates, I mean, what a lot of people don't know is that Fred Rogers was a Presbyterian pastor and a follower of Christ, and his, you know, his tone and posture was driven by, you know, the kindness of God. The same could be said of Dr. Martin Luther King and his peaceful way of resisting, you know, racism. And you know, he never struck back. He never retaliated. He included his, you know, he encouraged his followers as well. Don't strike back. Don't retaliate. You know, speak what's true, but not in a hostile way. And you know, his influence speaks for itself as well.
Exactly. Well, we're looking for that word aptly spoken, as the Bible refers to, which I'm always blessed by that idea, Scott, because you just never know when it, and sometimes it may not even be a word. Maybe it's just an acknowledgement, a smile of somebody, just to acknowledge that they exist, that they're, you know, they're not ignored, because in this world of, you know, what, 7 billion people, how many people live in loneliness because they feel like they're ignored? And if you give them place by acknowledging who they are or giving them an appropriate answer, and you don't know that answer that maybe was deposited by the Holy Spirit to be shared with somebody that you come in contact for maybe just 2-3 seconds, can be absolutely life-changing, because that's what happens with a gentle answer and an appropriately spoken word. His book, A Gentle Answer, Scott Sauls is with us, and we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio
to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott Saltz is with us, senior pastor of Christ Presbyterian Church in Nashville, Tennessee, where all the cats hang out. Co-founding pastor of the Nashville Institute for Faith and Work and author of Jesus Outside the Lines. I love that. In his brand new book, A Gentle Answer, Our Secret Weapon in an Age of Us Against Them. And, you know, it's not the way God wanted it to be, us against them. And the reason for people of faith is so that we have more of us and less of them, and that we're so inviting that people want what we have. Right, Scott?
Well, Madeline Lingle has a great, you know, statement that she made in one of her books where she says we draw people to Christ not by telling them how right we are and how wrong they are, but by showing them a light that is so lovely that they can't help but ask the source of it. And, you know, I think gentleness is a, you know, the virtue, the fruit of the spirit of gentleness is a huge part of that. Of that picture of the light or the city on the hill or the salt of the earth that Jesus calls us out into the world to demonstrate to the world, especially when the world is so, you know, filled with anxiety and hostility and enmity.
Exactly. And Scott, what I love about your book, especially in this downtime that we have right now, and ladies and gentlemen, I recommend that you read this book is going to bless you in ways immeasurable. Because we have been the effect of this culture that has been canceling out everybody, invalidating people, has been extremely aggressive. And I have been waiting, Scott, I've been waiting for a movement to come, you know, throughout our neighborhoods and our cities and throughout this country. And dare I say around the world, because that's the way God looks at things. You know, we go from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. That this would really catch on, that this spirit of kindness, and I, like you, thought when Mr. Rogers came out, he says, wow, what did we need to hear that message? And the spirit of kindness and what he exampled. But, you know, we just need to, because we so often forget, we need to be reminded of what kindness looks like and what a gentle answer looks like and how a gentle answer historically has knocked down walls. I mean, it is a powerful weapon, is it not?
It is. It is, for sure. You know, you look at Christ at his moment of greatest influence on the world. It was on the cross. Mm-hmm. That's the place where he told a thief who had just moments before insulted him, that today you'll be with me in paradise. That's the moment where he prayed over those who had put him on the cross and who were mocking him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The cross was the moment after Judas had betrayed him, and as Judas is in the act of betraying Jesus, Jesus calls him friend of all things. He says, friend, do what you came for, and Judas then betrays him. And so, you know, there's a message in there that you know, we talk about the power of the cross. We sing about the power of the cross. The power of the cross was the greatest moment of meekness for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Christ says to take up your cross daily and follow him, that's a huge part of it.
Is
to walk through the world with a posture that is not easily offended. I mean, I think that Christians, if we walked with a constant awareness that we have been forgiven for the very worst things about us, that we're loved, that we're adopted, that we're chosen by God, that we're all these wonderful things the Bible says about us, then we would be, if we walked in that awareness all the time, we would be the least offensive, and we would be the least offendable people in the world.
Exactly.
It's just remarkable how patient Christ is with those who strike at him. And the only exception there is the Pharisees, but I, you know, as you look at the way that Jesus deals with Pharisees, the Pharisees are bullies. They're people who are constantly, you know, doing violence to the hearts and souls of other people by their judgmental postures. And that's the only time that Jesus seems to get fierce with people is with the fierce people.
Yes.
The only time he gets you know, confrontational in a snippy way is towards snippy people who are injuring others. And you know, every other time you look at Jesus when he's confronted with a sexually broken person, with a prostitute, with a tax collector, with a thief on the cross, you know, even when his disciples are you know, losing faith and acting offensively, he calls them, you know, tender words like little children and oh, you of little faith. Mm-hmm. You know, the literal Greek translation there is little faith ones. You know, it's just when Martha is anxious and upset, he says, Martha, Martha. And every time you use somebody's word twice in the New Testament, it's a term of endearment. It's like saying, dear Martha.
Right.
He's not scolding her. He's being tender with her, and she melts. You know, everybody melts before the gentleness and kindness of Jesus. And I think that's true for Christians who've gone into situations with, you know, armed with gentleness, armed with kindness. That tends to melt another human heart. Whereas scolding and lecturing and calling people out tends to cause people's defenses to go up. And so,
well, we need to know when to use the sword of the Spirit. And when people are being foolish and they have made a decisive choice on their own, you know, to be foolish, then the Bible is clear what you do. You know, it's one thing to be ignorant, but it's another thing to purposely be foolish like the Pharisees. The Pharisees were on a different agenda. They were on such a fixed ideology that they couldn't see. They had no awareness of God who was in their presence. Yet they did know his influence, because even Nicodemus said, we know that you speak the truth, and that God is with you and that you have God's favor, or you wouldn't speak with such authority. So they could kind of grasp a little bit, but they really missed their moment. And that's why, it's why Jesus wept for them, because he knew that they were missing their moment. But it's also why he scolded them, because they were so fixated. And this is what happens in the culture. If you've got people that just sit there and just say, hey, they kind of was like, I was watching an interview the other day with this guy. He was a sheriff in East L.A. Amazing story. And he was at church and heard the priest say, you can tell the difference of somebody who believes simply if they can profess that Jesus is Lord. And he's going, wow, that's, pretty common. I mean, how could anybody not profess that Jesus is Lord? And he was a sheriff in Los Angeles and happened to be working this one area where you had men on death row. And Richard Ramirez was one of the guys, the stalker. That was incarcerated there, and he went to Richard and offered him, a great Thanksgiving dinner if all he would say is that Jesus is Lord. And he said that, Richard he jumped at the opportunity to have, a great Thanksgiving meal as compared to what they get in their cells, and jumped at that opportunity. But when it came time for him to express that Jesus is Lord, he could not say the words. He couldn't even say Jesus. Telling.
The heart has to be changed
yes.
by the Lord. That that's a certain part that's out of our control, right?
Right. But Scott, the whole point of all this is that you don't realize, you think something so academic as saying Jesus is Lord. Well, everybody can say that. No,
sure.
It's only by the Spirit of God that you can say that. Mm-hmm. And I think that should be a refresher and a reminder to people of faith who say that and still go, God, I don't know if I'm saved. I just don't think I'm, living up to all that God wants me to be. And they devalue their faith and their position in Christ because of their human failings.
Yeah.
But yet they have a sign, an indication that God is still with them.
Yeah, that's right. Well said.
The book, A Gentle Answer, Our Secret Weapon in an Age of Us Against Them. Scott, what do you want? What do you want the reader to take away from your book?
I would love to see, groups and churches and ministries all over the place, catching this call from the Lord, who is himself meek and gentle in heart, who gives rest to their souls. I would love to see that embodied more and more in the life of the followers of Christ, both toward one another and toward our neighbors who don't know Christ.
Right.
I think that a gentle posture and a gentle answer, kind of the Fred Rogers
yes.
thing, mm-hmm. is probably right now the greatest opportunity that Christians have to have a strong witness of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in a society that right now is so hostile. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to be counterculture in a life-giving way.
Exactly.
I hope that we will.
As you said at the very beginning, when chaos comes, it really opens the door for a lot of opportunity and the Word of God to come through. And there's nothing like a gentle answer in the midst of an angry culture to stand out. Scott Sauls, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that...